This is a WOR Heritage Profile. A salute to all the immigrants whose courage and strength have enriched American life.
I remember they put us on trucks, on wagons, and they took us where nobody knew.
Sam Isaac was a young man in Romania when the Germans invaded in World War II, and he was taken to a labor camp in another country.
The windows opened, and the waves poured in there. The next thing we saw are the sailors. Their faces were green and hammers in their hands, and they just were running all directions trying to nail the windows from stopping the waves, but they couldn't. The boats sunk and hit the sandbar.
Separated from her mother and sisters in a scramble for lifeboats, Margaret spent a harrowing day at sea before being rescued up in war-torn Hungary. Anne Vita knew precious little about the country that would become her homeland.
We heard that in America there was no royalty. The leader of the country was chosen by the people, which I thought was great. And he didn't wear a crown, and neither did his wife. So picture my confusion when I saw the Statue of Liberty. Why the crown? Well, Mother answered my questions. Mother just hugged me and said, "That means America." And I said, "Well, why is she holding the torch in her hand?" And Mother said, "To light the way for people
so
like us."
I was excited because I saw everybody dressed up so beautifully and honking horns and blowing bugles. And I said, "My goodness, is this what America is like?"
What Arlene didn't realize was that the festivities she was seeing occurred only once a year. She'd arrived on New Year's Eve.
I was kind of disappointed. It was just like in Wonderland.
My name is Ian McPherson.
Ang pangalan ko ay Alma Hineta.
My name is Ed Koch, and my parents came to America from Poland in the early part of this century. My family name and the name of thousands of other American immigrants will be permanently displayed on Ellis Island, where millions first entered this country. It's called the American Immigrant Wall of Honor. You can add your relatives' names to the Wall of Honor for a tax-deductible contribution of $100 and at the same time help to pay for the new Ellis Island Immigration Museum. This is your opportunity to commemorate your family name for all time in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty.
Everywhere around the world, they're coming to America.
For more information, call 212-883-1989. Repeat, 212-883-1989. Today.